CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. A brand new report on consumer prices could help make the case for lower interest rates. CBS News business analyst Jill Schlesinger has details from the just-released June CPI numbers.
The overall inflation rate dropped to 3% from a year ago. Now, that's still above where the Fed wants us to be at 2%, but that's a huge improvement from the 9.1% we saw at the peak 2 years ago.
Gasoline prices helped offset slight increases in food and shelter costs. A senior member of the House Democratic Caucus tells CBS's Major Garrett they expect more lawmakers to come forward today and tomorrow to urge President Biden to abandon his reelection bid.
I asked this member of Congress, well, what about the president's press conference today? He says it's not going to make any difference, at least not on the upside. Most members have come to the conclusion, he told me, that it is time for the president to step aside.
Majors told they wanted to wait until the NATO summit ended. The president holds his first solo news conference in months today to try to reassure voters he's the one to beat Donald Trump. The IRS keen to show it's going after wealthy tax cheats. Here's CBS's Cammy McCormick.
The tax agency says it's collected $1 billion in back taxes from high wealth tax cheats. The announcement today coming as the administration seeks to show it's increasing tax fairness. The IRS is also seeking to prove it's making the most of increased funding. Republican wins in November for both the White House and Congress could mean future budget cuts.
The remnants of Hurricane Beryl have triggered catastrophic flooding in parts of Vermont, washing out roads, forcing evacuations. John Dixon lives about 150 miles northeast of Boston in Barry.
If this is something that's going to happen every year, then it's unacceptable. It's something that people can't thrive through and they can't survive through.
Part of another French cathedral, this one built in the year 1030 in Normandy, went up in flames today. CBS's Elaine Cobb has details from Paris.
The famous Notre-Dame Cathedral in Rouen, western France, was evacuated earlier today when a fire broke out in the spire. The church is undergoing renovations and the spire was partially covered in scaffolding. Fire trucks raced to the scene. The local mayor said no one was injured.
Repairs are wrapping up on Notre-Dame in Paris several years after a catastrophic spire fire there. People on popular weight loss injectables like Ozempic and Zepbound may be able to switch from needles to pills soon. Pfizer says it's moving forward with a once-daily version of its drug, danuglipron, after encouraging data in an ongoing early-stage study. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. A 37-year-old man was fatally shot by police near Cliffside Park after firing a gun during a standoff yesterday. State investigators are working on gathering all the details. Salmon Arama returns to the Racine Civic Center for its 50th year. The 9-day festival starts tomorrow with fireworks tomorrow night. Kenosha police are hosting a free family swim and water safety event tomorrow at the Washington Park Pool. The public event includes lifeguards and safety experts sharing water safety tips. Milwaukee is preparing for the RNC with road closures, which includes the temporary shutdown of the Hone Bridge. There's also long-term closures on ramps off 794 and 145. The RNC starts Monday. Racine's Harbor Market returns to Monument Square today at 4. It features fresh food, crafts, and live music. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour or anytime at WRJN.com.
Brewers bounce back. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. After losing 12-2 the other night, the Brewers came back and shut out the Pirates 9-0 thanks to a great pitching performance by rookie right-hander Tobias Myers. Man home runs from Rhys Hoskins, Willy Adames on Bally Sports Wisconsin.
1-2 to Adames. In the air left field, hit well. It is up and it is gone. Just inside the foul pole. Willy Adames with a three-run home run. Extend their lead to 9-0.
Tobias Myers pitched 8 scoreless innings, the only rookie to do so twice this year. Manager Pat Murphy.
Yeah, I mean, Tobias was attacking, which he's been most times. You got to put Contreras in the conversation because Contreras really did guide him through.
Myers on the Brewers' defense.
They're amazing every single night. I don't think they get enough credit. I think they're amazing.
That's Tobias Myers. The series wrapping up today. An update tonight with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
WRJN Sports with Mike Clemens is sponsored hourly by Pottawatomie Hotel Casino. Learn more online at paysbig.com.
Partly cloudy today. We'll get to 76 for a high this afternoon with wind out of the northeast at 5 to 10. Tonight, partly cloudy, 64. Tomorrow, mostly sunny, a little warmer with a high of 80 into the weekend. A few isolated thunderstorms, warmer, a lot more humid with mid-80s Saturday, low 90s by Sunday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 69.
And good morning, I'm Cindy Huber. Just kind of sitting back with the song, got the headphones up loud. Here's the Beatles.
to the Wingspread Conference Center. Local news and timeless hits.
Doctor, Doctor, Mr. MD.
Local News and Timeless Hits, WRJN. I get you, baby, one of these nights. Eagles and Don Henley on this tune. I love that one from the Eagles. Man, back when music was music. Now get off my lawn. Anyway, I'm Cindy Huber. Great to be with you this morning and just enjoying a beautiful day. Lots of great music and a Brewers win last night. Wasn't Myers amazing? I was like, oh my goodness. This is great. This is great. Pirates again at the Brewers in Milwaukee, 12:35. So we'll be working a short day. I know you're probably glad about that. But anyway, yeah, Pirates, they're going to be right here on 1400 AM, 99.9 Reseda, 98.1 Kenosha.
Hi, this is Earl Ingram. If you're looking for me this morning, I'm still around. You can find me at all the Civic Media talk shows over on 540 AM WAUK or on the Civic Media app with the same meaningful talk you've come to expect from Civic Media. Meanwhile, continue to enjoy your local news and timeless hits only found here on WRJN.
Taco Fest of Racine returns on Saturday, July 20th. Experience the best of the best as over 10 of the area's best taco trucks battle it out for the Taco King of Racine title. Pair those tacos up with over 30 taps of Wisconsin craft beers and other delectable eats. It all kicks off at 1 p.m. on July 20th with live music from 6 to 9 p.m. Tacos are available while they last. Come in early and settle in for a day of delicious fun at the Franksville Craft Beer Garden. Taco Fest of Racine is brought to you in part by Visit Racine County and Enjoy Mount Pleasant.
Revolutionize your office space with B&L Office Furniture, your trusted source for top-notch workspace solutions. Welcome back your productivity with a wide selection of sleek and functional furniture, ergonomic chairs, stationary and height-adjustable desks, workstations, everything to create your ideal workspace. Whether it's new or refurbished, their dedicated, friendly, and experienced staff will ensure you find the perfect pieces to suit your style and budget. Your dream office awaits at B&L Office Furniture on 52nd Street in Kenosha, just east of Green Bay Road.
Are you ready to enjoy retirement? How would you like to live in a place dedicated to your comfort while allowing you the freedom to live an active and worry-free lifestyle? Fountain Hills offers condo-style apartments, and their residents enjoy going out for lunches and dinners, grocery shopping, playing cards and bingo with other residents, all while using extra precautions to keep their senior residents safe. To explore becoming a Fountain Hills resident, see FountainHillsApartments.com or call 262-886-9200.
Sorry, but we actually have a wait list for our Monstera.
Shaw's greenhouse is really bringing in the green.
We can't keep snake plants in stock.
She needs a construction manager to build on her roots and grow.
We could add a whole section for ferns. And here we'd have dahlias, dahlias, and more dahlias.
Indeed can help her hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. You can schedule and conduct virtual interviews all from your employer dashboard. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
eBay Motors is here for the ride. Go ahead, feel your engine. Admire that perfectly installed exhaust. Your vehicle's moving along this freeway like it was made from fresh installs and a whole lot of love. With eBay Motors, you get over 122 million parts to keep it running. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, they'll be the perfect fit every time. Plus, at these prices, well, we're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
WRJN, proud to be a Civic Media station. And now that WRJN is more focused locally on Racine with local news and timeless hits, we invite you to find all of your favorite Civic Media shows and hosts on the Civic Media app or by tuning to 540 AM WAUK. Earl Ingram, Jane Matinere, Todd Alba, Maggie Dawn are all still there and easy to find by simply twisting the dial. And while you're here, we hope you'll keep your button set on 99.9 FM, 98.1 FM, and the historic 1400 AM as we refresh with local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
And there's Mary on my right, and
Timeless and Timeless Hits, WRJN. Really proud of Dion. I mean, he's an inspiration. He mentioned that his friend Frankie Lyman died in 1968, and because of that, he hasn't had a drug or a drink for 52 years. This is 2020.
She's got something that moves my soul, and she knows I'd love to love her, but she lets me down every time.
Local news, timeless hits, tell a friend. WRJN and the Stones, time is on my side. I just shake my head when I hear them. 80-year-old guys up on stage. I mean, when I'm 80, I might be up on stage, but I will not know where I am. And joined now, Stuart J. Waddles with local news on the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Wisconsin's Democratic Secretary of State is settling an open records lawsuit brought by a conservative group. Sarah Godlewski is agreeing to respond to all future requests. Godlewski was appointed the same day Doug LaFollette resigned early last year. Republicans are looking for evidence of a prearranged agreement. Democrats running in local races in battleground states are outpolling President Biden. Democrats like Arizona's Priya Sundaresan say they're counting on those so-called reverse coattails.
Despite how people might feel about the federal government or federal candidates, state legislative candidates are inspiring voters.
Wisconsin's Greta Neubauer says new legislative maps have energized Democratic voters and new candidates who stayed home under gerrymandered maps. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. What began as a concerned citizen's 911 call about a man lying on a path in Caledonia's Cliffside Park ended when law enforcement fatally shot the 37-year-old suspect. The incident yesterday happened after the man allegedly fired a gun, forcing officers to respond with lethal force. TMJ4 reports that the man killed was the son of a woman who had died in a house fire in Racine Monday. We're working on learning more. A late-night ding-dong ditch prank in Mount Pleasant escalated into a confrontation involving pepper spray and a car crash. Three juveniles and their adult relative were arrested after the adult allegedly pepper sprayed a man who had pursued them for disturbing the neighborhood. The incident resulted in multiple citations for the juveniles and several charges for the adult, including violating probation, recklessly endangering safety, and contributing to the delinquency of minors. People just driving into Milwaukee will face challenges next week as the city prepares to host the RNC. There will be a number of road closures. The DOT is warning about the temporary shutdown of the Hone Bridge, plus there will be long-term closures on ramps off 794 and 145. There are also lots of parking restrictions. The RNC starts Monday. Racine's Monument Square comes alive today with the return of the Harbor Market. The mix of fresh food, crafts, and live music gets going at 4. Recommended parking is in the downtown ramps. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour or anytime at WRJN.com.
Partly cloudy today. We'll get to 76 for a high this afternoon with wind out of the northeast at 5 to 10. Tonight, partly cloudy, 64. Tomorrow, mostly sunny, a little warmer with a high of 80 into the weekend. A few isolated thunderstorms, warmer, a lot more humid with mid-80s Saturday, low 90s by Sunday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 69.
Wonder I can think at all, and my lack of education hasn't hurt me none. I can read the writing on the wall. Cold or cold, give us the nights, bright colors, give us the greens of summers, makes you think all.
else worse in black and white.
And local news. Timeless hits are back in WRJN. And if you're taking the kids out to Lake Michigan today, there's a very low riptide risk, which I really believe in giving these so that you kind of know what you're dealing with when you take the kids to the lake. And oh, and no sharks. Isn't that great?
Come on, come on, come on, come on. Now touch me, babe. Can't you see that I am not afraid? What was that promise? Tell me what she said. What was that promise that you made? Now
Come on, come on, come on, come on, now touch me, babe. Can't you see that I am not afraid? What was that promise that you made? Why won't you tell me what she said? What was that promise that you made? I'm gonna love you till the heavens stop the rain. I'm gonna love you till the stars fall from the sky for you and I. I'm gonna love you till the heavens.
Big finale. Get ready. Get ready. Here it comes. WRJM with local news and timeless as the Doors, Touch Me, and the Beach Report. I'm a big believer in the Beach Report because it just, you know, when you have something like somebody almost drowning in Kenosha, now that's about a couple of weeks ago, you know that the going to the beach can be a little bit dangerous, especially if you're heading down to Florida this summer, the shark bite capital of the world. At least it seems like that. People getting bit right and left by the sharks, and they say it's nothing personal with the sharks. It's just, you know, mistaken identity, and the sharks are kind of doing a catch and release program there.
Seeking the tastiest pizza in Racine? All roads lead to Ferraro's, where pizza has been their passion for over 50 years. From classic cheese, pepperoni, and sausage pizza to golden fried chicken and signature hot sandwiches and calzones, Ferraro's satisfies every lunch and dinner craving. July's pizza of the month is the buffalo chicken, buffalo sauce, premium chicken, and mozzarella. Also, make sure you ask for ranch on the side. Slide on by for the best pizza pie at Ferraro's, Meacham Road, just north of Taylor Avenue.
Enhance the life of your loved one this summer with Easy Mobility Solutions in Racine. Give them a gift of a new Pride Mobility Scooter, Go-Go, Jazzy Carbon, or Viva Lift Power Lift Chair. Designed for ultimate comfort and convenience, test drive a Pride and never pay MSRP. Lightweight, durable, portable, and affordable. Pride Mobility and the team at Easy Mobility Solutions, dedicated to helping you regain your freedom. Visit their showroom across the street from the old Kmart on Douglas Avenue.
Lee's Deli has been serving up Racine's favorite sandwiches for over 50 years. Why settle for ordinary when you can have extraordinary? From a classic turkey and cheese to the signature Godfather sub, Lee's Deli gives your lunch, dinner, or special occasion the premium fresh ingredients that make your mouth sing with every bite. Lee's Deli provides an experience that leaves you not just full, but fully satisfied. Visit them on Washington Avenue or the new leesdeliracine.com for pickup and delivery options 7 days a week.
This update is sponsored by UW Credit Union. For every stage of life, UW Credit Union is here for every you.
During every Brewers home game, fans will have the chance to win the all-new 2024 Toyota Tacoma, courtesy of your Wisconsin Toyota dealers. Visit brewers.com/Toyota to enter.
Join UW Credit Union at uwcu.org. Insured by NCUA.
At Uline, they know firsthand the road to success is an uphill climb. Uline started in the family basement and through hard work is now North America's most trusted shipping and industrial supplier. They get what it means to have the support of reliable, hardworking partners. So they keep 41,000 items ready to ship. Whether your company is still in a basement office or expanding cross-country, Uline will be there on your road to success. Visit uline.com.
Today's WRJN Big Deal of the Day. 50% savings at The Personal Touch by Julie, Racine's trusted experts in floral artistry for over 40 years. They deliver beautiful, handcrafted arrangements right to your doorstep. It's an experience that boasts unparalleled floral design stemming from family traditions. On the corner of Spring Street and Newman Road in Mount Pleasant. Go to WRJN.com, click on the Big Deals tab, and purchase $40 gift certificates for just $20. Today only at WRJN Big Deals.
Racine's home for local news and timeless hits, WRJM with Jackie DeShannon.
Think of your fellow man, lend him a helping hand, put a little love in your heart. You see it's getting late, oh please don't hesitate, put a little love in your heart.
Plus Hits. WRJN.
WRJM with local news and timeless hits. Stuart J. Waddles with the news and Mike Clemens with sports coming up here on WRJN.
Every time I see you looking my way, baby, baby, can't you hear my heartbeat? In the park or walking down the highway, baby, baby, can't you hear my heartbeat? When you move up closer to me, I get a feeling that's ooh wee. Can't you hear my heart? Baby, baby, yeah.
CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. Democrats have gone public with calls for President Biden to drop out of the presidential race, maybe just the tip of the iceberg. Correspondent Major Garrett has new information.
I was told by a senior member of the House